In the first half of the 1700s, the Royal Navy's building program had been dominated by the various establishments, sets of rules that in theory dictated the size, armament, and crucially cost of a series of fixed designs of warship, rules which had also formally ushered in the rating system. However, the establishments had needed to be revised time and again as developments both at home and abroad demanded larger and larger vessels to be competitive. In the initial 1706 establishment, there were 4 out of 6 rates considered worthy of the line of battle. Although first rates were so rare, it didn't actually establish any fixed design for them, just noted that they existed. The fourth rate, however, consisted of 2 separate mandated designs, a 50-gunner and a 60-gunner, the latter of which was 144 feet long, 38 feet wide, and carried a rated armament of 24 18-pounder guns on the lower gun deck, 26 9-pounder guns on the upper gun deck, and 10 6-pounders on the quarter deck. By the latest 1745 establishment, though, the 60-gunner had grown to 150 feet long, 42 foot 8 inches wide. The 18-pounders had become 24-pounders and the 9-pounders had become 12-pounders. However, large and powerful French ships of the line were becoming more and more numerous, and in the 1750s, the 50-gunner was dropped from the line of battle entirely. Even the 60-gunner was feeling a little bit anemic. It did have more guns than the 50-gunner, but similarly sized French vessels tended to carry slightly more guns, even if the guns were of similar weights, and larger French ships with even heavier gun decks were also becoming quite common. As a result, Sir Thomas Slade, recently appointed Surveyor of the Navy, who just finished work on the standard British response to the larger French 74-gunners and was about to design the 104-gun HMS Victory, turned his attention to the fourth rate in an effort to make the small, cheap ship at least vaguely competitive. In order to do this, he added another 8 feet to the length of the ship, another 2 feet to the beam, and thus managed to make a 64-gun vessel out of the 60-gunner. The additional size meant that the lower gun deck gained an additional pair of 24-pounders, the upper gun deck was upgraded from carrying 12-pounder to 18-pounder guns, which you might recall had been the original 60-gunner's lower gun deck broadside back at the beginning of the century, and another couple of gun ports were added to the forecastle for long 9-pounder chase guns. While not a full match for a French 74 on paper, this new 64-gunner had a significantly heavier broadside than similar-sized French 64s, and could, at least in a pinch, stand half-decent chance against a bigger French third rate, if one assumed that the captain was somewhat quick on his toes. Laid down in 1758, the resulting HMS Asia was launched in 1764 and commissioned in 1771, a relatively slow pace that was explained by the fact that it wasn't quite possible to make her ready in time for the Seven Years' War, which was being fought when she was laid down. And then after that, Britain, somewhat surprisingly, wasn't actually involved in any further major wars until the mid-1770s, when the 13 colonies decided they were going to start throwing tea everywhere. In the interim between the Seven Years' War and the American War of Independence, Britain had mostly outsourced major conflict to its pet megacorp, the East India Company, which at the time had set its sights on dominating an entire subcontinent for glorious profit and tea. HMS Asia thus first saw action during said American War for Independence, initially taking troops across the Atlantic as a transport, and then, once there and the troops had been disembarked, she served on blockade and convoy escort duty. US partisans did manage to set fire to her at one point, using a fireship, but the crew managed to poke the fireship away and put out any fires on the ship itself before it spread too far. She saw somewhat more exciting action toward the ends of the 18th century, mostly in the Caribbean, helping to capture various French colonies, and then almost exploding when some recently arrived gunpowder casks caught fire, which seemed to be a perennial habit for her. However, about 30 years of hard sailing had taken their toll, and the 64-gunner itself had been surpassed as a full ship of the line about halfway through her career, which made her continued employment somewhat suboptimal, and so she was listed for breaking up in 1802, a fate that she would then suffer 2 years afterwards. But with a few small tweaks to her design, another 2 foot to the hull length mostly, She was actually the direct progenitor of 19 other 64 gunners, including Nelson's famous Agamemnon and the Indefatigable, which would famously become a 24-pounder armed frigate when razzed down. And she was also the indirect ancestor of 23 additional 64 gunners, which would include HMS Africa, which showed up late to the Battle of Trafalgar and decided to fight the entire Franco-Spanish vanguard by way of penance.
That's it for this video. Thanks for watching. If you have a comment or suggestion for a ship to review, let us know in the comments below. Don't forget to comment on the pinned post for dry dock questions.